Hey, everybody, this is Chuck Allen, and thank you so much for joining us on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. I want to encourage you not only listening to these podcasts, but share them. Please feel free to share these podcasts through your social media or email, because I believe that we have thousands of folks that are ministered to and cared for because they're allowing Scripture to be experienced within their soul. So today, let's ask the question, what is your declaration? Now, you may say, well, Chuck, I don't have a daily declaration. I don't have time to think about a declaration. A part of my morning routine is that I answer three questions immediately. What three things am I grateful for? Right after that, it's what three things do I have to do today to make sure it's a great day? And then right after that is, what is the declaration of my day? There are times when it's, Lord, I want to be a courageous leader today. There are other times where I want to be a forgiving person today. There, Lord, I want to be a healthy leader today. You get the idea that we have these declarations. Let me just kind of stop and play Captain Obvious for a minute, that oftentimes we are making declarations, but they may not be formalized or institutionalized. If we go over to the Psalms, the writer of Psalms chapter 71 and verse 15 declares this statement, "My mouth will show forth your righteousness and your salvation all the day." It was his desire, you see, to tell everyone about God's righteousness and goodness. The writer of this psalm is saying, Lord, my declaration today is that my mouth will absolutely, positively, and consistently today show forth your righteousness, Lord, your salvation, Jesus, and it will not be in a blink or a part of a day, but he finishes it with three powerful words, all the day. Now, if you unpack those last three words, it is not speaking of just a day. All the day means all of today and all of future days. You see, when we let the Word of God be in our lips more than anything else, when our mouth is almost salivating over, we want to convey more of the goodness of God, what happens is that God becomes a topic in most of our conversations. There is such great power when we speak openly on the things of God. But don't forget one of the reasons why God gave us a mouth. Remember, it is to glorify his name. So if that is a measurement, does our speech, how we act and react in our communications, does it glorify the name of Jesus? He gave us a mouth to proclaim his righteousness and to preach his word to the nations. And we're given the opportunity to express God's love to everyone. You see, with everything you talk about, don't forget to mention the divine. I know that's difficult at a time. We work in places where it doesn't feel like it's appropriate, or we don't want to be pushy. And I understand that, because I don't think you have to be pushy or beat somebody over the head to simply remind somebody, hey, I'm praying for you. That is openly speaking about the divine. Or I'm looking forward to praying for that about your life. That is openly speaking about the things of God. Or I'd love for you to come be a guest with me at my church this weekend. That's openly speaking on the things of God. The declaration you make comes from our mouth. Maybe this should be our prayer as we look at claiming our declaration. Lord, may your word and praise dwell richly in my heart and in my lips. Help me to speak of your love and your salvation to all of those who will listen. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. My friend, let your declaration be full of the righteousness and salvation of the one who gave his life for you. I look forward to seeing you back on the Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast tomorrow. We are having a great summer at Sugar Hill Church. So if you can join us live at 9:30 or 11, that would be great. God bless you. Bye now.